March Madness. The last Friday in March, as a matter of fact. Hello, friends. I'm Scott Hannon, along with the Mark the Freedom Poet here in the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mr. Scott.
How are you today?
I'm exuberantly looking forward to a long walk in the warmth of spring tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yes.
Yes, one day, and then we get all nasty again on the weekend.
Maybe I'll walk twice.
One day we got a nice day on Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday look kind of ick, if you ask me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have but one guest, actually two guests today. We have a guest in the 8 o'clock hour. And we have a guest in the 10 o'clock hour, but we have a lot of time for folks to tell us what's on their mind today. And, you know, I announced earlier this week that I had a new bucket list item. And my new bucket list was to visit every community in North Dakota. And I've been thinking a little bit about this because we had quite a robust debate on our Facebook page about what else we need. Sonic is coming to Fargo. Sonic's in Minot right now, and Sonic's coming to Fargo. And you notice when one of these new chains comes into any community, it's kind of a big deal.
Right.
Right. Panera comes in, you know.
Long lines.
Yeah, and people go crazy for it. And it got me to thinking a little bit. You know, we have Panera, and we'll have a Sonic, and we'll have a, you know. And what did this was the trip to Bottineau. So I've lived in North Dakota since 1984. My first trip to Bottineau was how many years later, right?
Yeah.
And I found a lot of cool stuff. Now, they have a Walmart in Bottineau, which is unusual because it's a town of less than 3,000 people. But it's up there along the border, and they got a pretty good Canadian trade. And,
huge,
you know,
trade. Yeah, huge trade.
They got a pretty, you know, because it's an hour and 10 minutes from Minot, and, you know, so they got a pretty, you know, I understand why they have one. But my point is, when I left Bottineau, I didn't think about the Walmart. I didn't think about the places. What I thought about were two things, the people that I met and some unique fun things like Annie's house, you know, Bottineau Winter Park Lodge that now is named in honor of this 30-year-old North Dakotan who died on 9/11 that had a bucket list. And they've got all her 37 bucket list items up there in the rafters. You know, how cool is that?
Do you remember some of them?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and part of them was going skiing with her dad. And spending more time with family and building a house in North Dakota, and that's what inspired this Annie's house. And they're using it in a partnership with the Ann Carlson Center to help kids that have special needs that are in wheelchairs or whatever to do adaptive skiing so they can go skiing for the first time in their life.
Wow.
Now, that's cool, right?
Really?
What else did I think about? Pride Dairy. This cool little dairy that makes their own ice cream, make their own butter, make their own caramels, okay? And here's where I got to think.
Do caramels come out of cows?
I don't know. I don't think the actual caramels drop out of cows, but there might be some of the products in a cow's milk that makes a caramel.
I should hope so.
Yeah, it's a dairy product, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know whether I'm normal or whether I'm nuts, but we do this on Friday. I want to try and find the Pride Dairy, the Bottineau Winter Park of every little North Dakota town. And I don't think it's going to be, hey, we got a new Sonic. Hey, they're building a Walmart. Now, I like that those businesses are here, but they don't separate us. They don't make us unique. You know, every town's got a Panera. Every town's got a Walmart. And it sort of goes to this bigger debate about, the good life in North Dakota being about good jobs. There's jobs everywhere. There's jobs in every town in America, right? So, and yes, we have more of them. And we ought to be proud of that. But that's not the really cool thing. In other words, your hometown is what?
Carlstead.
If somebody came to visit Carlstead, Minnesota, what was the first thing they had to see?
Well,
you didn't take them to the Red Owl, probably, did you?
No, but if they wanted to have the best hot beef sandwich on earth, we'd go to Nordine's Hotel.
See?
I mean, the best on earth.
Exactly.
Great pie. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and you'd want to send them home with a good memory. So you'd take them for a good meal at a good locally owned joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, now if they put a Sonic in Carlstead, that'd be big news, but you can get a Sonic burger in Oklahoma City as well as in Carlstead.
Sure. Well, you could never get one in Carlstead because they got, you know, they don't put them in towns of less than 1,000 people.
Right. But I agree. But then that's what makes the small towns neat. But, you know, if people come to visit Fargo, What do they got to see? What do they absolutely have to see? Probably downtown. I mean, downtowns generally are kind of where the unique things are.
Fargo downtown is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And because people say, wow, this is a cool downtown.
Yeah.
You know, this is kind of neat. Got to see it. Right? So I remember when people would come to Grand Forks, I'd bring them to Buzz Earl's Buffalo Farm.
Oh,
yeah. Right on the edge of town. You know, or the university or something neat there, the aerospace school, you know. Doesn't have to be low tech either. It can be high tech.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, Montevideo, my hometown, had a, forget the name of it, but it was a similar deal where it was a, you know, a little highbrow kind of restaurant. And it was way up, it was like on the fifth or sixth floor of a downtown building. So you could, you know, go down there. And that was unique. That was different. You could, you know, nice view, good meal, the whole deal. So my bucket list isn't just to visit communities. It's to find out what the best of the best is. So whether it's your hometown, whether it's where you live now, what's the thing that is unique, that is different, that is very North Dakota?
One of the things that I thought was so uniquely North Dakota, I never had Nephila soup till I stopped at a place in Minot. And delighted by Nephila soup. It just somehow it resonated with my taste buds. And
you still love it, don't you?
I love it. There's, you know, I try to eat Nephila once a week.
That's cool.
You know, and that was a totally surprise that I discovered in North Dakota. There's all kinds of surprises. Somewhere in North Dakota is the best lefse on earth, very likely. You know, and great fishing. Surprising people are surprised how good the fishing is along the Missouri and how amazing fishing is at Devil's Lake. And because you know, Minnesota with their 10,000 lakes, you get kind of upstaged. But North Dakota's got all kinds of places to hunt and fish.
So if you're going to go to Devil's Lake, you're going to take somebody out the lake.
Right.
You know? You're going to find a fun little restaurant there.
And then, of course, just when you get out to Medora, it blows you away. What kind of different planet is this? This doesn't seem like North Dakota. And the great heritage and beauty and...
So, am I normal or am I nuts when I think that a new chain restaurant, a particular store, you know, on the fringe of town, with all due respect, whoop-de-doo, because there's one of those everywhere.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. I want unique, new, different, right? The little cottage cafe in Bismarck that serves up those amazing, caramel rolls. So much so that they're gone by noon every day, or they won't let you buy more than five to take out because they got to ration them, you know?
Yeah, well, they got so much room in their oven.
Those are the fun things. Those are the things I really, really enjoy. So, question, am I normal or am I nuts? And if you think I'm normal, tell me what it is about your hometown or the town you live in that's different, that's unique. We're assembling this list. And we're going to hit the road. We're going to be out there. So for folks in and around Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Crosby, Columbus, up there in the oil patch, listening today, what's that one thing that is really unique about where you live? Or your hometown, because I love hearing about hometowns. I love that story you told me about Carlstead. That's cool. Really cool. And... same thing with folks around Fargo-Moorhead.
And you know, to this day, I haven't had a hot beef with gravy and mashed potatoes as good.
There you go.
This day.
Still to this day.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Sabin, Minnesota?
Not that I ate anything there, but I've been there.
You'd cruise through?
Yeah.
You ever stopped at that little general store there? It is really cool.
I don't think I did.
They have all kinds of unique items. That's a cool thing about Sabin. If I were from Sabin, I'd put that right there, smack dab, tops on the list.
You know, and then there's all kinds of little statues in different towns to a certain kind of a bird or a fish or a moose in Carlstead, you know.
They have a moose?
Yeah, moose capital. It used to be potato capital years ago, and now it's a moose capital.
You made me think of Warsaw, North Dakota, when you talked about statues. Because they have a beautiful, beautiful church there called St. Stanislaus. And the shrines that they have are breathtaking. Breathtaking. I mean, in their detail and how real they look. And Amazing.
That's another amazing thing. There's several great churches, and there's a Methodist church in Aberdeen, South Dakota, that just blow your mind. It's like a huge, I think it's even more than an octagon, a huge kind of a giant yurt, but it's a tremendous church.
All right, so that you have your assignment for the day, and we'll keep this going throughout the day, 855-200-1776 to give us your nominations. Press 1 if you just want to leave that message. Press 2 if you want to chat with us. We'll get to some news here. Coming up next on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESA Consulting Service, go to NESAConsulting.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations. Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is What's On Your Mind, the preview hour with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hanlon. Telephone number, by the way, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Walmarts don't make us unique. Sonics don't make us unique. You know, stuff that's other places don't even, they're nice, they're conveniences, they're kind of quality of life things. I get all that. I'm not dissing them, but they're not game changers. They're not differentiators. Somebody visits town, you don't bring them to Walmart.
You know,
and I like Walmart. I'm not digging Walmart here. You realize that.
Right. But a small family-owned cafe or motel where they really go, you know, there's little motels that are not chained where you got little knickknacks in every room, or you might have a guppy tank in the lobby with 1,000 guppies in it. You know, a unique flavored restaurants that You might have a whole plate full of macaroni and cheese, like at Nescafe in Erskine, 100th anniversary a couple of years ago. My grandmother founded that one with her brothers.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is what's unique, and that's what we want to see. So give us your submissions today at 855-200-1776. We only have one guest today on the program. I thought it was two, actually, only one. Tim Hennessy, the voice of the University of North Dakota hockey team.
Good.
Will join us at 10:30 today. The Sioux play Wisconsin tonight in the first round of the NCAA National Tournament. So we're going to talk about that on the program today. That'll be a dandy.
Maybe Wisconsin's had enough victories for one weekend.
There you go.
For one week.
Yeah, they got the basketball win last night, so that's enough, right?
Baylor Bears are crying.
All right, a couple things in the news let's talk about. One, the Democrats are gathering in North Dakota for their state convention. They're honoring Team North Dakota this weekend at their convention. Team North Dakota, of course, being the longtime congressional delegation of Senator Conrad, Senator Dorgan, and Congressman Pomeroy.
Right.
Some people think that's nuts that the Democrats would honor Team North Dakota, and a lot of them tie it to Obamacare. I don't think it's nuts that Democrats would honor their A-team for many a decade. You know what I mean? I really don't.
That's right.
So
it's Democrats.
Maybe that makes me nuts. But Democrats honoring longtime serving Democrats would seem to be perfectly normal.
And, you know, even conservatives like us know that that whole team fought hard for farmer advantages, for the family farm. You know, there's a lot. It's like Abraham Lincoln said, when you agree with somebody, stand with them. But there's a lot we disagree with, the size of government, Obamacare, all of that stuff.
And I think when you're in the arena and you're voting for or against something, obviously you're going to take arrows. That's part of being there. But now they're gone.
Right.
Okay. And this is about honoring their service. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of, in my view, not political. Now, to me, you're getting really petty if you say, oh, why would you honor them? They voted for Obamacare.
They're Democrats.
Well, yeah.
And they're iconic in North Dakota. These are three big names.
So Democrats honoring Democrats is not news, number one. Number two, they're Democrats who voted for a major Democratic initiative in Obamacare. I mean, but, you know, that's passed. Now, so in other words, I'm not exonerating them for Obamacare. I think Obamacare is a bad idea, and we're paying the price for it big time. But they're out of office.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's that train's left the station. You know, you're not going to get them to say, oh, I wish I hadn't voted for it. And it's just, you know, so.
And you could put together a lot of people that were served by them with Social Security complaints, other kind of challenges with the government, some different benefits. You know, they are the people's servants, for, you know, the interface between North Dakota and Washington for many years.
Exactly right. So am I nuts? A lot of questions are going to revolve around whether I'm nuts today, but that's, I guess, Mark, you're in with me on this. Are we nuts?
I think, and you know, I'm probably more right-wing than Attila the Hun some days.
855-200-1776 with our questions today. The North Dakota Board of Higher Ed met yesterday and approved tuition increase limits.
Oh.
Is that normal or nuts?
Limits. Well.
Well, they're allowing higher tuition. Now, many folks point to our tuition and say it's too darn high right now, the way it is.
And, of course, they're saying, why not splash some oil money on education? And
you notice how everybody loves to spend oil money?
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah.
But they don't like fracking.
And but by the way, oil money funds a big chunk of our government. It's already being used, right? But everybody sort of wants to use it in another a different, you know, way. Front page of the Bismarck Tribune today. Higher tuition rate hikes okayed.
How much are they raising them?
Normal or nuts is the question. Would you like me to break down the story a little bit for you?
Would you?
Give you some more data to be able to assess whether it's normal or nuts? You know, I think just the fact they're going up has some people a little concerned.
That's probably it.
Stop the presses. Home Goods and Marshalls is going to be in Fargo on May 1. Have you been to a Marshalls in many other stores, many other places around the country?
Yes.
You been to a Home Goods? Yes. Is it good they're here? Sure, it's good they're here. That's wonderful that they're here. But I wonder why my wife is calling me right now. She knows I'm on the air, and she's in New York.
She maybe doesn't have the right time. She's on Eastern time, you know.
Oh, you think so? That could be. Charlie, listening on KTGO 1090 radio, calling from Williston. wants to weigh in, and then I'll get to the answers I promised you on tuition hikes here. Hello, Charlie. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm one of those people who came from a different state, and I'm settling my roots in here, and I lived many years in Minnesota, although grew up in Michigan, but I'm amazed to find better hunting and fishing here than I had there.
Is that right?
I see it that way. I'm not, you know, totally settled in and in the groove yet, but boy, I'm going to get there, and I'm going to stay here. I love it here.
I love that. I love that. And you came, you said, from Wyoming?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Minnesota.
I came from Minnesota, but I've been in many states in the last 5 years. So I moved around quite a bit. But I grew up in Michigan and spent more years in Minnesota as a resident there. But I'm now a North Dakota resident.
So of all those places you've been and spent time, you'd put this one tops on the list?
My goodness, that's, you know, every place has high points and low points. There's no perfect place, and there's no terrible place. But I just love capitalism as opposed to communism, and I'm watching capitalism do its best here.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? But capitalism can coexist with some wonderful things to do. I mean, capitalism is in my view, faring better here than it is in a lot of places because of, you know, the combination of ag and energy and just a good work ethic. And I think our agrarian work roots, the governor talks about this a lot, others have as well, Kevin Cramer does too. You know, we know how to work hard. So then whatever you end up doing, in this case we're blessed with energy resources and people work hard, you figure it out, you get it done. It's not easy, there's challenges, but you find a way. And we're sort of plowing away at that. But you know what? Again, just like there's, you know, places to shop and go in every town, What sets us apart to me is that sense of community and being able to take in all the state has to offer, and that's why I love hearing you contrast fishing holes in North Dakota versus Minnesota.
What's his favorite fishing hole in North Dakota?
You want him to give that up, Charlie? Yeah.
I don't have a favorite fishing hole yet. I've got a lot of exploring to do, and I enjoy being able to do that, but the guys I work with and the people I meet, the friends of church and so on, I can see I'm going to have a good time. I mean, they catch more 10-pound walleyes here than they do in Minnesota.
I love it. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 855-200-1776. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Your Mind Preview Hour. I love that call from Charlie in Williston.
Oh, great.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate that. And others welcome like it. All right. What's unique about, and he has the wonderful opportunity to sort of say, hey, I've been to Minnesota, I've been to North Dakota, I've been to these other states, and here's what I like about around here. So
I'm staying.
Exactly right. A little frog in your throat, or what do you got there? It's down. You can clear away. 855-200-1776. Okay, I promised that would get you the information on the tuition stuff.
Okay.
So you can make a judgment here, all right? After a lengthy discussion, reads the story in the Fargo Forum from Callie Owens, the State Board of Higher Education approved tuition increase limits of the state's 11 colleges and universities based on how much college presidents indicated they would need to raise tuition for the 2014-15 school year. Students at most schools will see tuition increases at or lower than the rates initially proposed by the board's Budget and Finance Committee, except for North Dakota State University, which can expect a 4.23% increase. Okay?
Mm.
In addition to the increase for NDSU, the approved tuition increase caps are 4.9% at UND. In addition to the increase for NDSU, the approved tuition increase caps, so in other words, I guess that means UND, you can't go up more than 4.9%. Valley City 4.16, Minot 5.09, Mayville 3.57, Dickinson 5.08, Dakota College of Botno 2.42, 3.33% at where? Wahpeton, 7% at Williston, 2 at Lake Region, nearly 4 at Bismarck State College. The board considered two proposals, one supported by the Budget and Finance Committee and another put forward by the Chancellor and College Presidents. The need to increase tuition comes from the cost to continue programs at the state's colleges. That cost includes salary and benefit increases, utilities, inflation. Under the new funding model for higher ed, that cost is shared by students and the state. For the upcoming academic year, about $3.5 million of the state share was not funded. Chancellor's plan called for tuition rate increases that would cover about $3.5 million that wasn't funded by the state. What do you think?
Well, first of all, a little insight on why there's differences. First of all, Williston's obvious. It costs some things out there are more expensive. But the reason for the differences probably is that the tenure of the various professors, for one thing. You know, a rookie, non-tenured professor won't need as much. But the thing that kind of bothers me, this is a yearly event. The increase is way past the rate of inflation, and it comes back to something that somebody like me who's gone, has lived in very spare times and some affluence times in my life, the difference between what we need and what we want, there's, I know that I could cut. I know that I could cut. I don't.
That's the issue here. They just are unable to do this.
This is you gotta, we need to start thinking really about balancing budgets at every level.
NDSU's president, Dean Brashani, is just a bull in a china shop when it comes to these increases. Told the board the school needs to raise tuition by 4.23% because it's still recovering from long-term underfunding.
How does that recovery look? I mean, what is shaking in the wind because they got underfunded? Every president, of course, wants to expand programs. There's no doubt about that. But and that means more people and stuff, but...
The board's Budget and Finance Committee only recommended increases that cover the student share of the cost to continue programs. Some board members, Duane Aspegard, Grant Schaff, Kathy Nesset, disagreed with that approach because they said students shouldn't make up for the lack of state appropriations. So that's that story for you.
Well, I think it'd be pretty easy when you talk billions and then you talk about 3.5 million resulting in 4+ up to 7% increase, you're going to get a lot of pressure for the state to fund the deficit.
For sure. Story in the Minneapolis Star Tribune today about how activists are urging the University of Minnesota to revoke the invitation of Condoleezza Rice.
One of the great ladies of all time. A brilliant, gracious, decent, brilliant person who understands Russia better than anybody in the Obama administration. Speaks Russian.
By the way, this is the equivalent of the craziness that we were just talking about Democrats honoring Democrats. This is a university inviting a voice that's not everybody's going to agree with, but isn't that what universities are about, for crying out loud? This is crazy. Lance at Tioga wants to weigh in on an issue here. Hey, Lance, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Thank you. I was calling to weigh in on the tuition increases. I graduated from Minot State University 5 years ago, and at the time I didn't think much about it, I guess, but since then I've thought quite a bit about it. Our state offers in-state tuition rates to out-of-state students. So isn't it, I guess my question is it more crazy that they're doing this and they're giving the in-state students, resident students, a break in the prices? I don't know. I'd like to get some opinion, I guess, on what the benefits to offering these out-of-state students in-state tuition rates would be, because in my opinion, they probably don't stay here once they graduate, for the most part. I suppose there's a few of them that do, but maybe more so now with the oil field, but I just don't see the great benefits besides filling up the roles at the colleges.
Well, I think it's a reciprocity thing, right, Lance? So the idea is if a Minnesota student wants to, rather a North Dakota student wants to go to Minnesota, he gets treated as an in-state student, so the favor's returned, so to speak.
That may be true. I guess I hadn't heard that before, but that's possible. Right.
I mean, that's one reason why they have the reciprocity. Now, a good question, and I don't know the answer to this, how many North Dakota students go to Minnesota schools versus, you know, in other words, does it come out in the wash? Do we,
right.
Who comes out ahead on a deal like that? I'd like to know that.
Yeah, that'd be a good question to have answered.
Absolutely, but good questions you raise. Thank you, Lance. Let's check in with Carl in Fargo. Carl, got about a minute before Mark has to do some sports here for us. What's on your mind? You there, Carl?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, what's up? Great. Hey, I'm heading back from, Lehrer to going back to my home in Michigan. And I get out to North Dakota about, probably 3 or 4 times a year. And, you know, I was listening to what the other fellow said that had come from Minnesota and had lived around and was singing the praises of North Dakota. The only thing I disagree with about what he said, and actually I don't disagree, I just would prefer that people just kind of keep North Dakota as sort of their little secret, because I'm half afraid that if the world was turned on in North Dakota, they'd all end up flocking there. But I tell you, I came from Michigan across US 2, which is my usual travel route across northern Minnesota, and I love it. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a little snowy this time, but you know, I stopped for the night in Grand Forks, went to a playhouse in Grand Forks, watched a musical that was awesome. And then, you know, it's too early for me to come here and go fishing and hunting, but, you know, I'll be back here over Labor Day fishing in Devil's Lake and deer hunting. And this is a great state, and I love that the economy on the west side of the state is booming. I mean, it's just a great place, and it's a great thing watching it.
It's exciting, isn't it, Carl?
Yeah, yeah.
Something stimulating. I actually lived in a radio station. This is Mark. I lived in a radio station in Tioga for a few months, and it was just an amazing time.
Yeah, and it's fun for me just to come, and there's a lot of little towns. I was out towards Blair, which is a little teeny town, and my brother lives on a farmstead out there, and went into a restaurant and just had a really nice conversation with regular people talking about regular things. And
yeah,
I come from Michigan, and I'm in the Detroit area. I'm a defense attorney in the Detroit area, and you get tired of people not talking about normal things. It's just garbage all the time.
Carl, thank you so much, man. And this is a big day for Michigan, both Michigan State and Michigan, trying to make it to the Elite Eight. Are you a Michigan sports fan?
I'm a Michigan State fan. I'm the fan of anybody who's playing against the University of Michigan, and I have a daughter that's attending there.
Well, she
doesn't like University of Michigan. So
you'll like me, Carl, because I pick Michigan State to win it all. I'm ahead in my brackets in my office here.
Yeah, I love Michigan State. I will tell you that they're capable of breaking your heart. So
what team is it?
Feel yourself for the fact that they can break your heart. But yeah, go green, absolutely.
Thanks, Carl. Good to talk to you. Appreciate the call, and call again. Please do. 855-200-1776. Anything else? Big night in March Madness last night.
Big night. Wisconsin. They blew Baylor away. It wasn't even a game.
I picked Wisconsin to win it all,
You got a good choice. I picked Michigan State, much to Carl's delight, and Arizona. They had to really struggle. San Diego State played tremendous, was ahead of them at halftime. So this just adds further luster and credibility to what the Bison were able to do. And Florida, they pretty stout. So we've got, and tonight the other half of the Sweet 16 goes forth. Michigan. It's going to be an exciting night.
Anything about your Timber Puppies?
Timber Puppies, they had the day off. The Wild floundered in against the number one team, the Blues, and they're still 3 points ahead out of eighth place, 6 points ahead out of ninth place. The top eight go to the playoffs, and they got eight games left. So we're coming down. It looks like the Wild are trying to act like they're limping into the playoffs. That is not good. And the Twins have made their team. The roster is ready to roll. Caballero had an on-base percentage of .457, batting average of .330 or so. We've got a nice looking team, a much improved pitching staff. I'm encouraged and looking forward to the Twins season.
There's a neat story in the Fargo Forum today about how Sioux stuff is still selling.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it probably always will.
I think it should. Unfortunately, they're not making it anymore, which is really dumb, in my view. It's history. Never be ashamed of history, even if the name isn't still there.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, without question.
Also injustice.
All right, take a quick break. Weather and more of your calls when we come back at 855-200-1776. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they've said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room. No kidding. Any spa treatment. No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code Scott, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday. Get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there in a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Here's a normal or nuts question for you, which we usually do on Friday. Taco Bell breakfast. Do those terms go together okay?
Now they do.
Now that, well, why are you able to say that? Because Chris just brought us in the waffle taco from Taco Bell, the bacon or the sausage variety. Which one did you have?
I had sausage. It's great.
Is it really?
Messy.
Messy and good. I don't know. I think that's a little nuts myself. You tell me what you think, folks. Norman Shelley has, or Norm from Shelley, who now lives in Fargo, has a restaurant that might be a better suggestion than Taco Bell for breakfast. Hey, Norm, how are you?
I'm good. What I was calling about, I actually live in Fargo, but or Horace, but I have a place up at Shelley. There's a little cafe there called Judy's Cafe. It's right on 75. She's open for breakfast and for lunch, and every day she has a special at lunch. She calls it a dinner. And it's mashed potatoes and gravy, and it's either like a hot pork or a hot beef or enchiladas. Best food you'll find, all home cooked. She cooks it all. She serves it all. She waits on the table. She busses the table. She does it all. And it's just phenomenal food, and I just want to put a plug in for her. She's a great gal, does a great job.
Judy's Cafe and Shelley. And I'll bet if you have some... If you have a visitor, Norm, to Shelley, I bet you take him to Judy's Cafe rather than to, a Senex station. Which
she closes at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She only does breakfast and lunch. but it's phenomenal food. And, like, her burgers and fries, she gets more french fries than three people can eat. I mean, it's just phenomenal, and her prices are extremely reasonable.
That's cool. Glad you called to give Judy's Cafe a plug. Shelley, Minnesota, these are the kind of things we're looking to put on the map. Thank you, Norm. Appreciate the call. So, did you devour that thing already?
Inhaled it, because I was going back on the air.
Yeah.
You know, I had a frog in my throat, now I got a taco waffle in my throat.
Yeah. Was it okay, though?
Great. No, it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it might be too, you know, some of these frozen waffles, they taste like cardboard, but this is tastes like a real little waffle. And, of course, fresh eggs and sausage. It was good.
All right. If you want to see one, go to our Facebook page.
I don't know. It loses something in the translation.
Yeah, it might not be quite as tasty for you. Anything else we missed on sports, by the way?
Well, no, except today is a monster day as we go from the last half of Sweet 16 down to the Elite Eight. And just an extraordinary and every year growing monstrosity of a sports event. Profound interest nation worldwide.
Yeah, it's a big deal, isn't it?
They're getting more advertising than any other sporting events.
Wonder how long before all those March Madness athletes will be union members.
I hope that doesn't happen. But you know, one guy made a really good point. 30 years ago, college coaches were making $30,000 even for the premier schools, and now they're making $3 million or whatever. And hey, what's the equity here?
How about the TV contract?
Yeah,
mega bucks.
Part of this argument came about from students that some of them weren't even on scholarship. But still, union isn't the answer. But maybe some open discussions of equity is, because union is just all about power, and union bosses control things and manipulate issues, and are incredibly pro-Democrat. I mean, 90%+ of their money goes to liberal candidates.
Let me tell you about the weather here as we head into the weekend. Clouds, in fact, more clouds than sun, basically, is what we're looking at in the valley. About 33 for a high. Winds north at 5 to 10 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low about 22. If you want to, winds right now are north at about 9 miles an hour. And the temperature sitting at 14 degrees. Be 33 for a high today, 21 for an overnight low, 51 tomorrow, but it's going to be a bit blustery, really windy. That wrecks a good day. 46 on Sunday, a 28 with some precip, including snow, on Monday, 28. You going to cry, Mark? 26 on Tuesday. That's what we're looking at. Sorry to tell you.
I think it was 2008 there was five one-foot snowfalls in April in Bemidji, where I was taking care of my dad.
17 degrees with some light snow showers in the patch right now, heading for a high of 35, 17 for an overnight low. Tomorrow's going to be nice in the patch, though, 57 degrees. It'll be cloudy, but an overnight low of 30. Sunday, blustery and 35. Monday, 24 and cloudy. Right now, 21 with light snow showers in Williston is our current. Watford City at 21 with some light snow showers. Newtown, 21 in light snow. Stanley, light snow in 17. Columbus, cloudy in 15. Back in the east, partly cloudy in Grand Forks in 10. Hillsboro, 12 with fair skies. Got some sun shining through this morning. Grafton, 8 degrees. Kindred, 12. Sun is shining in Breckenridge. Temperature at 15 degrees. Fergus, 15 degrees. Detroit Lakes, 12 above. Fair skies, which means more sun than clouds. And Thief River at 8 above. World at 5 above at this hour. Watertown, 10 degrees with the partly sunny skies. Sioux Falls, cloudy in 17. Aberdeen, fair in 12 at this hour. Did I get enough of the oil patch cities in there?
Yeah, you did.
Did I? Sure. Yeah, I got them all in. All right. Just want to make sure we get everybody covered. Let's listen. And again, Fargo at this hour. Fair skies, 14 degrees, heading for that 33. All right. Normal or Nuts Friday. Wide open phones to the top of the hour. What's the place you have to bring people in the town you are? And I bet it's not a Taco Bell for a waffle taco. I bet it's not a Sonic for a great Sonic burger. That's nice. Flavor of life. You know, you want a little, you want some options, but what's the thing? What's the place? What's the deal? Doing this so we can put together our bucket list road trip.
And unique is fun.
It is. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.